Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Lamar Chauncey. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here today. And we have the standout from Morgan State. He was invited to the Fiction Showdown, the HBCU Sandu Classic, and he was also invited to the HBCU Legacy Combine. It's none other than the Morgan State Bears standout defensive back, All-MEAC, Javion Morton. Javion, how's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great this afternoon. Just got back home from working out.
Is it a little bit odd that you're not waking up worrying about going to spring ball practice and getting ready for team practices, that you're doing your own thing now and, you know, the only person you have to worry about is Javion Morton?
Yeah, it's very surprising, man. It's been a long 4 years in college, so I'm just happy to be able to move forward in my life with moving on to the next level with competing for a spot with the next teams I'm going to be looking forward to.
I love it. Now, I always like to rewind way back to the Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, if you will. Were you the better athlete from the get-go? Were you the Pop Warner, Pee Wee kid with the football in your hand, scoring one touchdown after the next?
Yes, I was. So we had a good team. Like, we had like three or four guys on my Pee Wee team that were just able to get the ball and score. So I was just – it was just a rotation. Like, we had the rotation of getting the ball as a Pee Wee. Like, you would get the ball two times, I get the ball two times, my next person to get the ball two times, see what we do with the ball, for real. Like, we had a nice little Pee Wee Pop Warner team.
So it's fair enough to say you guys were dominant. I'm curious – were you guys growing up together playing high school football, or Pee Wee was just kind of it and you guys went to different schools and whatnot?
Yeah, so we really went to high school together too. So we were just – like, we've been growing up playing football with the same guys forever, for real. Like, my guys I've been playing with was, like, dominant in high school, Little League, and even in college they were dominant.
So I guess I got to ask, so – you're doing your thing. You guys got a great core. You guys are a dominant group. When do you kind of start transitioning, I should say, to the defensive side? When do you become, you know, this first team All-MAC stud defensive back, you know, and kind of no longer the guy carrying the ball, throwing the ball, catching the ball?
I was always a defensive guy since I was little. Like, I always loved defense. I was a linebacker and a running back when I grew up, growing up. So. When I was playing linebacker, I was just always wanting to hit somebody, hit the hole. Like, I was already a physical guy.
Dude, I love that. I love when defensive guys always have that. I call it the defensive DNA when it's, you know, from when the clock first started to click, that defensive mindset was kind of in your DNA as a football player. So you go to Ohio State, you have other offers, and then you end up with Morgan State, and again, you keep blossoming. You get the HBCU Pigskin Showdown invite, and you're off to the HBCU Legacy Combine. I got to ask, is it a little bit surreal? Because you know as well as anybody, not everybody gets these opportunities, but how satisfied, I should say, are you with, you know, knowing where you're at and knowing what's ahead of you is a real opportunity?
Yeah, it was very surprising. Like, from coming from Iowa State to Morgan State was a big difference. From coming from a PWI to a HBCU was a big, totally big difference. So, at Morgan State, I was just dominant from day one there. It's like, coming from Iowa State, I had a lot of techniques already down packed and stuff. So, it was just made it more easier for me to, like, understand seen other people, older people like Anthony Johnson coming from Iowa State, seeing what he was playing like, to seeing now I can be that guy with the accolades.
Yeah, well, you definitely packed the accolades. Once again, Javion Morton, the standout Morgan State Bears DB here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Now, all the gentlemen that come on the program, Javion, I always ask this question. You're in the film room. You're sitting next to these NFL scouts. They're watching your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you as a defensive back when they see your film?
Really, physicality and yeah, physicality is one of the most important things I like bring to my game as a corner, as being a small guy too, as a 5'9", 180 guy. So I have to be physical and be a technician on and off on the field.
I love it. And I'm curious, that technician part, is a lot of game film go on to that? I mean, how do you kind of become that technique-equipped DB where you know you've got – a size may be disadvantage, but you're going to make up for it for the qualities of knowing how to play the position the best it can be played.
It's really preparation with the coaches and film study. That's the most, like, film study and preparation, talking over the game plan with coaches. That's one thing I do a lot, film study and preparation.
Now, this is your podcast, and we know NFL personnel do listen in. What could go unnoticed about you, Javion? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior. We already mentioned your studies in film, breaking down tape. Maybe you're great in the community. Maybe the Morgan State or Iowa State Cyclones. Maybe the defensive schemes didn't allow you to showcase certain things. But this is your podcast. What goes unnoticed on tape that these teams must know about you?
Tackling, that's one big thing I love to do is tackle, right? Get people on the ground. That's one thing I love to do.
I love it. You know, this is kind of like playing detective, Javion. So I started out, you said, listen, you from the beginning of the show, you said you played linebacker and running back at Pop Warner, but you said from a little age you loved hitting people. And then you said,
yeah.
You know, early, you started, what do we love about you? Physicality. And then we just talked about tackling. So you're definitely not shying away from the idea that you do love playing a physical style of football at the defensive back position. Now, you're down at the Pigskin Showcase. What was that like for you? You know as well as anybody is, these scouts see you on film, but now they get to know you as a man. What was that like to sit across from these teams that wanted to know a little bit more about you as an individual?
Well, that was a great experience down at the HBCU Pigskin Showdown. That was a great experience sitting in front of scouts, seeing what they was really wanting to see what type of person I was and what could I be looking forward to being in the next level. So it was basically saying, like, what would you like to – what was your favorite accolade about yourself? What was your – like, basically asking me all types of questions, see what type of guy I was.
Yeah, and does that put some pep in your step when you look across the table and you see a guy with an NFL logo representing the team and they're interested in you?
Yeah, that fired me up a lot. Talking to these scouts over that weekend, I was at the HBCU Pigskin Showdown.
Nice. And you got the combine coming up. Great invite. And I know Steelers Omar Khan was one of the few GMs, the only GM down there last year. I think you're going to get a more of a look from NFL personnel with Omar kind of, you know, setting the standard of, you know, putting eyes on HBCU players at this specific event. I know you want to jump farther, run faster, lift the most weight, but is there any particular drill, combine prep thing where you're really looking forward to to kind of turn some heads?
Yeah, the 40-yard dash. Yes, that's what I'm looking forward to turn people's heads, like how fast this kid is.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you want to what would be the worst case scenario? We'll let you run as fast as you can. What's the worst case scenario? Like if you get up and you see the clock and you're like, "Oh man, this was awful." What would be the awful time?
I would say like a high 4.4. That would be like, I would be like very different. fan myself about the high floor for his Rangers.
Well, God bless you, Javion. I mean, that means you're going to be flying. That means you're going to be flying at the HBCU Legacy Combine. Let me ask you this one. 3rd and 8, I'm lining up against you, or anybody listening out there is lining up against you. What's it like going against you one-on-one? Are you chatty? Kind of take us through a 3rd and 8, critical down for the offense, and we're lining up against Javion Morton.
Yeah, I can talk, but I'm more of a humble guy, but I can really get to get in receivers' heads, like with my mouth and running off at the mouth and stuff. So, yeah, that's one thing you have to do as a DB, is try to get in the receivers' heads.
Yeah. Is that fun, knowing that you won the mental battle and you kind of start to see them collapse?
Yeah. Yes. getting frustrated, not getting the ball thrown to him. Like, that's what I want for the receiver to do. Like, have that mental breakdown. Asking the quarterback throw me the ball and stuff like that.
Excellent stuff, man.
Making the quarterback have to force them the ball. Then
that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Now, Javion, we've been talking X's and O's in the game of football for the entire program. Anything outside of football you have a passion or interest in? Any other hobbies?
Yeah, I love fishing. That's one thing I love doing out with my dad and stuff, fishing and going fishing is one of my big hobbies, and hanging out with my people, my homeboys for real, like just chilling down, playing a video game.
Very nice.
That's one.
That's a nice relax. That's a good. I mean, you and the dad fishing, I could see that being a nice little honey spot there. So now we're almost out of time. We call this 3 and out. There are 3 off the wall questions that kind of lighthearted, but you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, you could pick Iowa State or Morgan State, but when you look back at your collegiate career, what one of your coaches had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or any of your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
One thing is fighting. Like, our coaches at Morgan State did not like that. Like, we literally have to run around the field with holding hands with another player that if we had any physical altercation during practice. So that was one thing I've tried to avoid during practice is physical altercation.
Listen, man, we asked that question because it might see a simple answer. Everybody's going to repeat it, but we ask it because we always get a different response, and that's one of the better ones we hand, where if you're kind of having your issues with a teammate, you guys are going to be holding hands. That is definitely one of the best ones we've heard in a long time. I love it. How about this one? If you could shut down any receiver at the next level, we're looking at NFL. If you could look at the stat sheet and say, man, I didn't allow this guy to catch one pass against me, who would you feel most confident about? Oh, not confident, but who would you feel most happiest about, I guess, shutting down at the next level?
Most happiest, I'll say someone like Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, we camped in high school together, so, yeah, I did that a lot. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
He was a tough receiver in high school. So, yeah, we had camp together in high school. So that would be a big accomplishment for me, seeing how he progresses over the years from high school to college to the NFL. In an all-pro, as being an all-pro receiver in the NFL, I would be very proud of that.
Oh, that's a great response, and I didn't know you had that background with him, so that kind of really made that really pop. And then the final one for you is, we build towards the 2024 NFL draft. You're going to be with family and friends. You're going to be waiting to hear your name called or find out where you're going to sign after the draft. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as a celebratory meal as you celebrate this next journey to the next level?
Man, that was a question for me, man. Say the meal?
Yes, sir. Celebratory meal.
Oh, I would have to go with, like, something like a steak or something.
Hey, it's your draft party. You go with whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll for sure go with steak and chicken. That was the first two things I'll have at the draft party.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, listen, Javion, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on. We're so glad that we got to share you with our draft audience. And listen, best of luck at the HBCU Legacy Combine. I hope that sub 4.4 comes to your fruition. And continued blessings, my man, as you make your path towards this next level, my friend. No problem at all. Once again, that is Javion Morton, the standout from Morgan State, all MEAC standout, pigskin showcase stud, and also invited to the HBCU Legacy Combine. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.